Well, by God, because there's nobody else working. He's off at Thriver somewhere, and I'm here having somebody's got to tend the store.
You should be taking a swim now.
It looks like you got all the headlines.
Well, I'm sure of that.
That's right. Popular, personable businessman. Get me some of that stuff they've been writing about Shriver over there, Jack, right quick.
They've been calling out here, and I'm not available to anybody.
Yeah. Well, it says, Sergeant Shriver, director of the Peace Corps, become a special assistant to President Johnson to direct this administration's campaign against poverty. President made the announcement in the news conference today. He said Shriver will continue to serve as director of the Peace Corps. Incidentally, Sorensen says that's terrible. He called Shriver an eminently qualified man for the additional assignment. Shriver is married to the former Eunice Kennedy, a brother-in-law of Attorney General Robert Kennedy. He had been mentioned as possible Johnson choice for vice president of the year's election. Didn't say in there he declined the honor yesterday. Johnson said Shriver will direct the anti-poverty campaign with a cabinet committee serving in an advisory, unquote, advisory capacity. He said the cabinet committee will include, among others, the Secretary of Welfare, Labor, Interior, Agriculture, and the Attorney General. In other areas, Johnson told newsmen who gathered in the cramped White House theater that Peace Corps Director Shriver will take on additional duties as special presidential assistant. The president had high praise for Shriver, who has been mentioned as his possible choice in the Democratic vice presidential nominee. He would not comment on two questions about the Senate investigation of Johnson's friend, Robert G. Baker. The president said he already had spoken with candor and frankness on this subject, and he does not expect the civil rights bill now being debated in the House will have to be trimmed back in order to win enactment. But he said he does expect a Senate filibuster on the subject. Let me see.
Is he going to go through the Senate? Is the House there, did you say?
Yeah, I said he'd go through the House without amendment. Johnson said Shriver would take a hand in both the formulation and the execution of the war on poverty, would work closely with a cabinet committee composed of department heads that might be involved in the projected effort. By naming Shriver as presidential assistant, John seemed to rule out, at least to the president, the idea of creating a separate new agency to handle the anti-poverty program. But I don't at all. Johnson described Shriver as eminently qualified and said the Peace Corps director, brother-in-law of the late president, was outstanding qualities of leadership. God almighty, I wish I could buy that kind of advertisement. The first question of the conference was aimed at determining whether Johnson foresees a time when the United States might recognize communist China. No, I do not, the president replied. Johnson said it was not his duty to select his Republican opponent. He has no favorite at that spot. No, I don't have, Johnson told news conference questioner, who asked whether he had a special choice for an opponent. In the interest of unity, Johnson said he intended to keep from mudslinging and petty politics. He hoped other Democrats would do likewise. Instead of mudslinging, the political debate should be based on principles. He said during his 8 years as Democratic Senate leader, the Eisenhower administration, he found it not necessary to sling mud and engage in petty politics. He declined to say whether he had anyone particular in mind as Democratic running mate. If he is nominated by the Democratic convention, he said, he assumed his recommendation would be sought, and that when it was sought, he would give it. In the meantime, he said he would not indicate his favorites to the second place on the party ticket. Now,
it was good.
Now, what you do is you've got to get together and see how in the hell you're going to administer this thing. Then you're going to have to get that bill and that message together. Then you're going to have to get up to that Congress and walk it through.
Yeah.
And you got to get on that television and start explaining it. And got to get this advisory committee in and see that every damn thing that can be done for poverty is done.
Yeah.
If McNamara can take any defense funds and put around to these poor sergeants that are getting less than $3,000 a year, well, let's find out what we can do there. Let's find out any dollar appropriated, how we can use it for poverty. And you're going to have advisory committees in every place. You can have county commissioners' courts. You can have mayors. Each one of them have to be sponsors. And you'll have more influence in this administration than any man in it, because this will have to come. They all want to get things, and you'll have $1 billion to pass out. And that's damn near as much as McNamara and Jim Webb got in contracts, and there's got to be for materials, and yours for people. So you just call up the Pope and tell him you may not be at church every morning on time, but you're going to be working for the good of humanity.
Yeah.
Walter Jenkins sitting there, he wants to know if you think he ought to go testify.
I?
No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, I think the thing to do is to let you do these things also. Well, you've got them under control yourself, that's the thing.
No, but we are going to have, if you get in here and...
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yes, sir, shoot.
I thought I would get some guys down here, somewhat the way we sort of analyze things on this Peace Corps, from outside the government.
Sure,
Tex Thornton, had a look
there. Yeah, he's one of the best. I had him at me with space, and I tried to get him to be space administrator. He's good.
He's coming down to see me tomorrow, Monday. Well, I just want to check on these guys. Gus Tyler of the International Navy, Naval Ground Unit.
Yes, couldn't be better.
Virgil Martin, the President of Carson Coast Flat.
I don't know him.
Don Petrie, the Chairman of the Board of Avis Rent-A-Car.
I don't know him.
Pat Roy, the President of General Material Service Corporation.
I don't know him, but I'd use him.
Maurice Mitchell, the President of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No, I don't know him. No,
there was a fellow down here named
Bill Benton.
Gudeman, who was the undersecretary to Hodges.
Yeah.
He left. He was a partner in Lehman Brothers, used to be executive vice president at Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, he'd be good.
He left because he said he wasn't getting enough to do. There wasn't any problem there that you know of, was there?
Not that I know of. That I know of, but it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference if it was.
Well, he's a good friend of mine, and he's a kind of...
He's a good friend of yours. You go and get him. You get anybody in here that you can. Now, he all holds a... All things are wholesome barred. You just get what you need to run the show, and we'll support you in it.
So my thought was, if I got these guys down here, I also thought I'd get an educator like the president of Antioch College.
That's good.
That's right, the doctor. Maybe Marv Abram, that lawyer.
That's good.
Get them down here, and then put them together with Walter Heller, following your suggestion, and Kermit Gordon. And let them hear what this thing is, just as I would hear it. They'd start from scratch, you might say, with me. They're all bright as hell. It seems to me that they might have some ideas of how either to organize it or new ways in which this could be attacked.
I think it'd be excellent. Then I think you ought to have the advisory cabinet group and see what they've got.
That's exactly it. But I didn't want to be just with, you might say, be limited to them.
No, hell no. Of course not. You're not limited to anything.
Okay.
Sky's the limit. You just make this thing work, period. And we don't give a damn about the details.
Yeah.
And you appoint all the committees you want to, confer with everybody, consult with anyone, and anybody you want us to meet with, well, we'll do it on our spare time when we get our night off.
Okay.
So this is number one on the domestic front. Next to peace in the world, this is the most important, and we're going to play it that way. And get all the damn publicity you can, get on all the televisions you can, as soon as you know enough to talk about it.
Yeah.
And let's
already calling up on that. I've been trying to push them off.
I just get ready, and I'd talk to Galbraith and get his ideas. He's made two or three good speeches on poverty, and he's writing this one now. I'd tell him that the president asked you to take this over, and you sure want to rely on him and depend on him to help you with some speeches.
Okay.
You know him, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Is he friendly to you?
Yeah.
Well, you go and sew this thing up now, because I can't shove you much more with you and Maury is both dragging your feet. I never had such a hard time. You reluctant bride. Maury has been attacking me around here for a week, and then I got ready to go in and say yes, and then out of mighty you called him up, and he just started having the willies.
Well, I tell you, see, the thing we're worried about is not is this Peace Corps, because it's so sensitive.
Why in the hell didn't he worry about that 2 weeks ago? He's been telling me about the only guy in the world could do poverty was Shriver. And then, by God, I agree on it, and then they want to unsell me.
Yeah.
And
see, the thing is, if Bill was back over there in the Peace Corps, I wouldn't think 10 cents about it, because he could do it. But the problem is, you see, we got damn few guys like Moyer.
They told me that I never saw an able executive that didn't have him buried three deep to take his place if he died. That's the rule I heard, three deep.
I agree with you. There's no question about that. In a normal organization, you'd have that. But the problem here was that, you know, getting it started from scratch in so many countries, we've used up a lot of able executives. We've got 50 able executives all over the world. That's why we don't have any problems.
I'm going to make that boy Bone of yours, ambassador to Panama, that you stole from me over in Senegal.
That I
saw
from you.
Yeah. I located Vaughn. And
you know something about Vaughn?
Yes.
Vaughn was sitting in Senegal with his heart aching, and they weren't even using him. He hated it over in Africa. They wouldn't let him go to Latin America. He was an aide. And he came up to me when I was in Senegal and said, couldn't I help get him out of Africa?
Well,
and he said he was so interested in Latin America, but he couldn't get a job down there.
Well, the first thing he'd do is shave his mustache off. And then I never saw
Latin
a fellow.
That's the thing.
I never saw a fellow with a mustache worth a damn yet. Now, I think he's good, and I'm going to make him one exception.
But you make him
shave his mustache.
Well, in Latin America, that's big. All the big shots down there wear mustaches.
Yeah, well, he's not going
to
be very big anywhere, his size.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know who he was, don't you?
Yeah.
He fought Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, I know it. He's
See, that's the thing. You take boys away from me, you take Vaughn away from me, you take all my men away from me, and then you say run this other thing, too. That's what makes it tough.
Well, you're not going to have any trouble running now.
Well, that's the problem, see. You got all my key men you're taking.
Well,
I'm
not taking them. If I take the time Albert Thomas talks to Jack Valetti and the time that Bill Moyer spends with Sergeant Shriver, I get about 33% of what's left. I figure I've got them on third time now.
Well, listen, Mr. President,
You tell Eunice I want to make her your assistant, an associate director here.
I'll tell her that. How's Lady Bird?
Fine, I'm going up to your dinner. When is it, Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Wednesday. I'm going to work on that all day tomorrow and all day Monday and Tuesday. So get that thing fixed up to be good for you. So if it isn't right when you get there now, it's your...
All right, well, I'm not going to speak but 3 minutes. That's good. Okay. Now, Moyers, I don't know where Moyers is. He's probably off with a woman or drunk. See if you can find Moyers around here. He went home, Jack Valenti thinks. He probably wanted to come see God before he went home, but you weren't there, I guess. He was out there a while ago, and I was giving him hell about telling me here for 2 weeks something, and then he got the willies when you called him and barked at him just once. He went in the basement.
That's something.
You ever seen one of these little fast dogs that come just going to...
You can trick me a lot, but you can't trick me on that because Moyers never goes into the basement.
Have you ever seen a little fast dog just run and bark like hell, like he's going to eat you up, and you just turn and stomp your foot once and watch him run? That's what Moyers does when you talk to him.
Yeah, I wish that were true.
He stands up and sasses me. He stands up and sasses me all day long until you call him in a low, quiet voice. Why, I think he thinks there's something to this Kennedy dynasty. By God, when they tell you something, it scares the hell out of people.
The great thing is, though, I notice who he's working for.
Well, I just barred him when you were out of town. You just didn't happen to be there.
You barred him. You did a good job on that. But to tell you about Jack Vaughn, you know, we're going to triple that program in Latin America, that Peace Corps program. I was wondering about him going down there as ambassador.
But you know a more important spot in the country than Panama? You know who y'all want to send, don't you?
Who?
This damn fool over at Aid. This boy that...
Frank Coffin.
Frank Coffin.
Yeah.
Because they want to get rid of him at Aid. Now, that's a good way to get rid of him, sending the Panama Canal with this problem, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't propose that myself, but
You better be damn lucky, my friend. You didn't get in aid. That's where you ought to been. If you'd been patriotic, that's where you'd have been.
I'll tell you the reason I didn't go in there, because if I go in...
I know why you didn't go in there. I told the president, you said, well, I got all those hacks and I can't get rid of them. And civil service, and they got every mother-in-law and brother-in-law in the country, and my God, I can't get rid of them. And the president told me that, and I said, well, I think that's right. I think it's a good reason. But by God, this one, you can hire them from scratch. Any of them you get, you can start tonight. Just hire your secretary.
Yeah.
Because you're the only man in the program as of now.
Yeah.
And you ended reluctantly.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it isn't that I'm reluctant to do anything that can be helpful. It's just that I don't want to do too much and then lose the good things that you got going for you. I think, you see, the Peace Corps is a good thing as an election issue. But it could have been a lousy thing. But now it's a good thing, and I don't want it to suddenly start blowing up right when the campaign gets going. That's my point. So I just want to have that thing organized.
Well, anybody can find McNamara can find some other good people, so go get you a bunch of them. And let's go, because he's the best thing I found in government.
Okay, well, I'll...
Except Shriver.
When I went out and found him and got him and I brought him back, I kept saying to him, I said, now you got to get down there and see the man, after all. And so when he came down to Kennedy, he said, well, okay, Shriver, I didn't think much of you, but I'll work for your brother-in-law. So.
Uh-huh. That's the best thing you've done that I know of.
Yeah.
Not even the Peace Corps. I don't think he's a man in government as valuable as McNamara.
He's terrific, isn't he?
He just gives you the answers, and he gives you cooperation. He's a can-do fella.
Yeah,
he's got imagination and drive, and he's working right now. I don't know where he is, but he's on the job.
Yeah. Now, how is that Vietnam? That got the Gaul thing. Isn't that that's really the pain in
it. Well, no, that's all right if we could neutralize all of it, but hell, they don't want to neutralize anything but South Vietnam.
Yeah.
The goddamn Soviet not going to let you neutralize North Vietnam, so you're just whistling through your hat. And the only way to neutralize it is to whoop hell out of it.
Yeah. Is it going really any better? It looks terrible in the paper.
No, it's. We think it's going to go a little better.
God, terrible.
The last two weeks been better.
The ties out there.
We've assassinated a few people, you know, and that always gives us problems. We went in there and killed them off, and now you see what shape we're in.
I've often wondered how smart that was.
That wasn't smart at all. Wasn't smart at all.
That's the CIA
thing. Well, it just wasn't smart at all, my friend.
Well, they were better off than what you got.
I attended one meeting, and they asked me my opinion. I said, if you boys want to play cops and robbers, why don't you get on television? But goddamn it, let's don't go to doing it with allies, because you take you 6 months to get back where you are now.
Right.
But they want to play cops and robbers, and they have. So anyway, that's water over the dam. We got. You're forward-looking, enlightened. You're going to look to the future. And you just start figuring out. Get these men on in here and let them listen to the Heller and the Gordons and the doctors at Harvard. What was his name I was telling you about a while ago? Galbraith. And then you modernize it, moderate it, and get it down to where you can stand on your bone hind feet and where it'll stand up for itself. And get ready to be your witness, and let's start rolling it through, and then I'll lend you Moyers a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Formation state, see?
Well, he's been working for you about 100% of the time, I'll tell you that. He hadn't got any delegates in the field for you. He's got more judgment than that, and he hadn't got your name on any tickets because he's got more brains than that. But he's in there swinging every hour, I'll tell you that.
See what I said about the...
Yeah, I saw you eliminated yourself from the race completely. We'll get you back in it, though.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I just... You just don't go to nominating any candidates. I think a man runs for vice president is a very foolish man.
Yeah.
Man runs away from it's very wise. I wished I'd run farther away from it, and I did.
Well,
but I never was a candidate for it, I'll tell you that. And don't you ever be a candidate. Don't let anybody else be a candidate. And tell them anybody that runs for it never gets it.
That was a great decision, though, that day. The four of you decided to do that.
Well, you just come on now. We've decided this, and I'm with you till the end, and death do us part.
There's not going to be any. Only gonna be
we're not going to let anybody divide us, so just bear that in mind. And when everybody else has quit you and gone and through with you, I'll still be standing there by your side. So let's get going now.
Yes. Okay, thanks very much.
Goodbye.